Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
So we're sort of jumping off on a serious point here for a second, because the rumor now is that Elin Woods, is down in Mississippi, and she is standing by her man. At least she's going to try. So Tigress had 14 different affairs, and the rumor is that she's at least going
to
try to make this
one. 17 now.
17. Well, once you get past, like, 6, doesn't really matter.
After you hit a dozen, I mean,
it might
whatever.
Make a difference for some people.
For Tiger,
they may draw the line at
a magic number.
I know it's a childish joke, but I want Tiger to go 18 holes.
Oh, my gosh.
So, the question here is, I would really like to hear from people outside the celebrity world that have had to go through this. You have kids. There was some infidelity in the relationship, and you stayed together. You made it work for the kids, just for the kids. Because Melissa says she don't respect Elin for doing this at all.
I don't. I think less of her. And my perspective, yes, I don't have children. I understand the intention of parents doing it for the children. But my perspective comes from two different things. One of my best friends growing up and watching her from elementary school up until adulthood now. We've been friends this whole time. And she's a product of divorce, whose mother stood her ground and kicked the man out. And then dating a woman who is a product of divorce, who did not witness or did not experience the divorce until high school, but had to endure all that growing up. And the difference between the two women is the woman I grew up with, whose mother stood her ground when she was young and kicked the man out when there was abuse and infidelity going on, grew to be a confident woman who's in a long-term marriage now and has no worry that this marriage is going to end. I'm dating a woman who there's an undercurrent constantly of this insecurity about it not lasting. And it doesn't emanate, you know, in big ways. But every now and again, there's these just subtle things where I know that she just wants me to make sure that I let her know I'm not leaving for no reason.
I do think that this is one of those places that if you don't have kids, I really do think it changes your perception. That's my first point on it. And the second one is I don't want it to get too twisted, my opinion on it. I'm not saying stick it out in a loveless marriage for the kids. What I'm saying that I admire about Elin is that she's attempting to make it work for the kids. I don't think at the end of the day she's going to be able to. And at that point, once your heart is out of it, I think you got to split. You can't stay in a marriage where you can't stand the person because the kids pick up on that and it does more damage than it does good. The thing that I admire is that at least she's going to give it a try.
I don't understand why she's giving it. I just think less of her. Why give it a try? He has disrespected you. He's made a fool out of you many times. And now that you're going back, you're being a fool again. And your children will know it.
Here is Mike on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
All right. So you stayed in your relationship for the good of the kids after some infidelity.
Well, actually, that was only part of the reason. I mean, that was a big part. And I had two stepkids I was raising. But it was also because that's just what I felt you did. Mm-hmm. You know, you got over that. You're in it for better or for worse. And so I decided she had come and confessed an affair to me. And we had been married just under 3 years, I think. And at the time, this was many years ago. And so I decided to stay in it, and I did not go through a point where I hated this person. I literally did what it took to get over it, and I got over it. And then 2 years later, she just decided. She told me she wanted a divorce, and it was at a time when our relationship was probably I thought was going better than ever. And then came to find out after the fact from many sources that she had at least a half a dozen other affairs.
Ouch.
That was only the first one.
Ouch.
Including one with my best friend.
Oh, dude. Oh, no.
Did you ever really get over it, though?
Yeah.
Because I don't think okay.
I mean, without a doubt, I
really get
I
over
was,
it.
Because, yeah, well, yeah. I really put that behind me and said, you know, everyone makes mistakes. You know, I'm not perfect. I've never done that, but I hopefully never would. But, you know, people make mistakes. She confessed it, and that was it for me. And there were several times over the next couple of years where I would find myself getting suspicious or jealous. Now, in hindsight, I probably was right.
Yeah, what you think, right?
But I just said, oh, no, that's silly. It's just, you know, I'm reading things into this. And I would make myself get over it. And I would say I dealt with it. And I was still in love when she decided that she wanted a divorce. And
I wonder if by the time we're done taking these calls, I wonder if the outcomes are going to be different based on who did the infidelity. Because I think that the common thought is guys can still love women but still get physical with other women. And me and my dad had this conversation, man. It was repulsive that he used to screw around on my mom only because it was a physical thing. He could have sex with other women, come home to my mom, and still had feelings for my mom. He loved her.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when women screw around, at least the underlying tone is that they've been pushed into it, or they've emotionally checked out already. So when the guy says yes, when his wife comes home and says, I had an affair, and the guy says, that's all right, let's stick it out for the good of the kids, let's go ahead and make sure that we still have this, she really has already checked out. Emotionally, she's done, she's out of love already, and the relationship in the long run isn't going to last because she's already checked out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's definitely that thought.
And it's easier for the guy because of the way the guy processes it when he's doing it.
Because he's thinking in a guy's mind that it's just a physical thing for her also.
It's a matter-of-fact thing. It's done.
But I still don't think it's easier for the woman to get over just because of that.
Well, I don't think he completely
got over
it. Like,
you could say that to your partner, but I don't think she ever gets over it.
Sure, because the same way.
Regardless.
The same way a guy is processing the infidelity with a woman, thinking it's just physical, she's
processing
it
as a woman, thinking that it was more than that.
But that last caller we had only knew about one incident. Like, to compare it with Elon, if he had found out about the dozen that she had slept with, would he have stayed for the good of the kids?
Right.
So the question we're asking is, this good for the kids thing,
mm-hmm.
you found out some infidelity, you stayed in the relationship for the good of the kids. When you crossed the finish line, did it work out or not? Hey, Jenny, good morning.
Hey. Hi. I found out about 2 years ago, around Christmas, that my husband admitted it. He came home and told me. I've actually confronted one of the other women about it. But it happened about 3.5 weeks before Christmas is when he told me, so I felt like I was kind of obligated to stay because of Christmas with the kids. I didn't think that was fair to them around the holiday. They were 5 and 6, so I didn't think they would really, really understand what was going on at the time. But because I stayed under the circumstances, me and him actually had to talk about it. There wasn't, I'm leaving, it's over, I don't want to talk about it. Because I was there, I felt, we had to talk about it. I was miserable, he was miserable in the whole situation, and we had to just talk about it. And so we did. And 2 years later, we're together, and I think we are better off than we've ever been. Now, I know I can still be made a fool of, and he knows that. I've told him that. And so, I'm not completely blind that this can happen again. I don't think it's happened since then.
But at the end of the day, you're glad you stuck around.
Yes.
And it's working.
But the reason I stayed around was because of the kids. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason I'm around now is not.
Okay.
Good for her. I think
it took both of them to have the conversation. I just don't think Tiger's going to stay loyal to Elon.
Here is Lee. Good morning. You're on
Q100. Hi. I was calling in about the situation you're talking about, about the infidelity and staying for the children.
Uh-huh.
My husband had a 2-year affair that I found out about, and I ended up staying with him for our children because we have 2 small children at home, and I just felt like having a stable, they never realized what was going on, and I felt like having them raised with 2 parents and being able to do what we could do for them financially together was more important than for the short term.
Mm-hmm.
And did it work out?
Well, we're still together now. I don't think we'll probably be together when my children are grown.
So as soon as the kids are out of the house, that's your finish line.
Probably.
Are there a lot of people like that who just wait till the kids are going to college and they're done?
But the kids, don't you think the kids know?
They have to.
They do.
Or they'll pick up eventually as they get older that there's really sort of like mommy and daddy don't touch each other. They don't hug each other.
And then you're
they know.
Don't they pick that up?
You're the example of what a marriage is supposed to be to your kids. Mm-hmm. So if you,
well, I think we did put on a really good act. I mean, we're not. I don't hate him. I mean, we're friendly. I mean, and I will hug him. I do have a love for him. So I tell him I love him. I just it's just not the same. That trust has been broken.
But understand your children are feeling that underlying tension, especially growing up in a household with that. You feel the tension no matter if it's being expressed or not. You're visualizing your parents. You see your parents every day. You can hear the arguments go on in the background. Your children aren't immune to that. And growing up in that, it really ruins you as a person growing up.
Is that happening?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're constantly, even in relationships, you're constantly questioning somebody, whether you trust them completely or wholeheartedly, but that's how you grew up. Like, you see your parents, they act like they're in love. I mean, you think you're doing a good job, you're really not. You're doing a disservice to your child, because then you don't trust marriage at all.
I can't believe I'm about to quote Dr. Phil, but I think I am. But in the 30 minutes of my life I've spent watching him, he did say something really interesting about this same situation.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know how if you grew up with dogs, like in the house, a dog can sense like when there's change in feelings or different emotions or whatever. We'll run and hide. We'll come to your side. We'll do whatever. And people think that because your kids don't do that, they're not feeling it. And the difference is the kids are capable of hiding it. A dog isn't. Mm-hmm. So you like keep in mind next time you think you're fooling your kids.
You're not.
Like a dog is capable of knowing what the feeling and the emotion is in the house. If a dog can feel it, so can your kid. Your kid is just doing you a favor by saying, you know what, I'm going to go into my room, or I'm going to go outside, or I'm going to smile or laugh or make a joke or do whatever is different. The kid's not dumber than the dog. The kid's smarter than the dog.
Hey, Steve, you're on the Voice Disguiser. Go ahead.
Yes, I also have a situation like the fellow that called first. 7 years into our marriage, I found out my wife had an affair. I did stay... for the kids and for the marriage. I also believe that, you know, for better or for worse, I'm in here for this is the worst, and it's going to get better at some point. So I understand exactly what Tiger Woods' wife is going through, and I especially understand the smash in the Cadillac part. You get some of these intense emotions that make you crazy and make you do and want to do crazy things. I think where I was a little bit different is I can sense that the quantity would have been a deal killer for me that she had had. But I think the only way that you get through it is through prayer and a lot of prayer. And for me, actually, the trust I never actually really did get back.
So you guys are still together today?
Actually, no. She left at 16th wedding anniversary. Around that time, she left. She decided to end after I had stuck it out like that. And why I would recommend not doing it is just by that point, when that had, I'd stuck it out and we tried to work it out, it was like reopening the whole can of worms again, looking in the mirror again. Mm-hmm. And what I had lost in that whole time was myself. And because I'd given up everything to try to save the marriage and to make it work, and kind of felt like I'd given up my integrity.
Look, I don't know that you can draw a total generalization on these yet, but I mean, the common theme with the dudes is they wanted to stick it out, and a couple of years later, the women left. So is the conclusion that we're drawing that if a wife screws around, that there's no going back?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, is it also a case where if a guy cheats and he confesses to his wife and she sticks it out, that he stays monogamous the whole time?
Or that she ever gets over it?
Well, we've talked about that before. There's never 100% trust ever again. No. We've talked about that too many times.
We can end this on a good note. Joanna is no longer anxious about getting engaged.
Hey, The Bird Show.